This week, we look at Jason Kobar and his perfectly plotted, unheard of master plan to execute a notorious ATM heist. Welcome to Hilarious Headlines.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm in shock. Oh, whoa, hey now.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 9 of Hilarious Headlines. My name's Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden Williams.
And it is time. Dun, 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 dun.
You messed it up.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot that we were going to do that. Sorry, let's try that again. And dun, 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 dun.
It's podcast time, brought to you on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, soon to be Castbox and Stitcher.
Dang, that was quick.
Yeah.
I read so much no worse big than deal. That.
We got the We got the distribution down.
We are on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That's the best.
Oh man. Wow, I'm so happy. That was so annoying. Great. So to those who have listened to the last 8 episodes, you've watched us struggle trying to figure out why our podcast is not coming out on iTunes, but we found out why, and it wasn't just because they were waiting a long time to approve it. There was something wrong with the way we submitted it, kind of. But they didn't tell us that, which is kind of
so it's not our fault still. It's not our fault.
No matter what happened, it wasn't our fault. I'm kidding.
Hey, but what matters is that we're available almost everywhere now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And soon to be everywhere. So
yeah, Stitcher and what's the thing? Other one?
Castbox.
Those are coming. Mm-hmm. I've only ever heard of people listening on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, but
yeah,
I guess Google.
Google Podcast seems sometimes. Like it would be legit.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. Oh, my gosh.
Like, every week, genuinely, we are so pumped to be here, especially because so many more people can listen now that we are everywhere, almost. And, yeah, so before I say any more, I do just always love to give a little hint into the story. You heard it in the intro, but old Jason Kobar, I might be pronouncing that wrong.
Kobar?
As I do. Yeah.
That's okay.
But he does quite the crime, and it goes very interesting. Takes a lot of twists and turns. So, I don't think we've had this dense of a story yet. I have a lot of info on this one. So, listen the whole way through, because there are lots of twists and turns to
Yay.
Come. Yeah. Okay, so something really cool. 3 weeks from now, so Saturday, February 15th at 5 p.m., we think. It might change. We're going to have a live audience when we record our 11th episode. Not 11th isn't significant. Wait, no, that'll be 12th. Yeah, that'll be 12th.
12?
Never mind.
12th is a good number.
Yeah, sure. So then a few people from the live audience will get to be on the show for part of it, like we've talked about a couple weeks before, I think. So if you do live in Austin, Texas, and you'll be here that weekend, again, February 15th, and you want to be a part of the live audience, join our Remind. Even if you're not going to the show, join the Remind. So to do that, text the number 81010. That's the phone number. And then as the message, put at HHPod. So that's all you put. Just at HHPod to the number 81010. Just one more time, 81010 at HHPod.
Nice.
Do it.
Yes.
Please. Because what's really cool about that is, like, you know, obviously a lot of, I feel like, you know, companies or podcasts and stuff like that will make big email groups, but I'm just going to say I don't check my email that often. But yeah. What's the cool thing about, like, Remind is, boom, it's just right there in my, like, text messages. So we can let you know about new episodes and just like anything. Y'all will be the first to know about the big stuff, Hilarious Headlines related. Text that number 81010 and with the message at HHPod. And then after you get my little welcome message, and I'll say like, hey, and I'll say like information about us and whatever, and like the link to our podcast. Then after you get that, just send a text saying that you want to be part of the live audience. And it is going to be first come, first serve. It's going to be a very like lounge feel small, intimate. So it'd be very much as if you're just here recording with us, but there will be people there. So
that's going to be cool.
It's going to be very cool. So yeah, just there's probably only going to be like 20 slots available. So right when you're listening to this, send a text to 81010 with the message at HHpod. And then after you get the welcome response, just say, I want to be part of the live audience. And then if you want to be one of the people who's on the podcast, that's even more limited. And that'll just be a random raffle thing. So include that in your message and we will hopefully you'll be one of the people on it.
Oh man.
I wrote down what I was going to say and then I kind of stopped reading and then I didn't go back to it.
It's okay. The notes are like a guide.
Yeah. But genuinely, y'all, that is going to be a blast. You might be saying to yourself, why would I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm available that weekend, but why would I want to go to a podcast while it's being recorded when I could just listen to it later? Well, we're going to have a lot more than that. Besides the recording, we're going to do more during that time with just the live audience, and then we'll obviously record the podcast. And I think for anybody, it is pretty fun to see how it all comes together. So, yeah, that's going to be really fun because, like, yeah. Jade and I always talk about, it's so weird whenever people will later like message us or something and say, oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard at this part or something. And for us, we're just in a dead silent room. So we'll say jokes and like maybe we'll laugh at each other, but like for the most part, it'll be really quiet. And so we don't really know what's going to land and stuff. So it is going to be nice having an audience there that we can read and play off of and stuff.
Maybe it'll be super awkward though, and you say a super funny part, and now instead of just me not laughing, there's like 20 people not laughing.
Oh, that would be horrible. Okay, so guess what I did, Jaden?
What did you do?
I deleted all of my pre-story stuff and just put bullet points.
Wow.
I know.
Efficiency.
I had like 8 pages of just like scripted out words to say before the podcast, and I did like the first 4 episodes, and then I just started skimming it, but then it was dumb because I would miss things because I was skimming, and I was like, I can just make quick bullet points and that'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
So number one, thank you so much to everybody who reviewed. It only came out 2 days ago and people are already reviewing.
Really
amazing. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. And yeah, so if you've done that, thank you so much. And then if you haven't, I can't tell you how much, obviously, since we did just get released on iTunes, I've been doing a lot of just research on how to, whatever, pick up traction and stuff. And it does matter so much that your audience is rating and reviewing. So I know you probably know this, but I didn't, whatever. So just click on our little icon, scroll past the episodes, and then it's right there. You can click 5 stars and then click write a review. And your review won't show up immediately. It has to be approved and then it'll show up. It's kind of weird, but yeah. And then that helps us a ton and we appreciate it more than you could know.
Absolutely. I never know when to hop in and like this whole intro part, you know, you kind of just zooming by.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like trying my best to like get uncongested since we're recording in the morning again. Yeah. Last week we recorded in the morning last week and I had the same problem. So like, I'm like leaning away from the mic and like clearing my throat.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
So, yeah, follow all of the... Oh, wow.
Sorry, did you hear that?
Was that a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, I was like, that was so weird. Follow at Hilarious Headline Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Follow at Luke Beasley Music and at Jaden Williams with 2 S's on the end on Instagram. Yeah, and as we say, we put on a very live feel podcast, so very, very little post-editing because we want you to experience it as if you were always in a live audience. Because
that's just
more real,
more homey,
more better.
more better.
So, except this week, we have a bunch of new music and sound effects.
Yay.
So, those will all be kind of, I guess, not edited. I mean, yeah, they'll be edited, but they'll just slapped
out
in there. Yeah. okay. Disclaimer, all the stories we talk about are true factual stories, and I will do my absolute best to get accurate information, but, because it's funny to know what actual people are doing, that is crazy and stupid, but who knows, something in an article could be false, and I might put it in here and say it, so, sorry if that happens. Also, Jade and I have been known to speculate on things that we probably don't know that much about, but we speak as if we do, because it would be dumb podcast if like every time we started speculating on something, we're like, well, I don't know. So we just kind of say what we think might be true. But if we are speculating on something that we have no business talking about, then we might be false, and sorry for that too. Okay, let's see.
You know, we should just establish everything we say is automatically, you know, the new facts. Also, your computer just shut off. Uh-oh. Oh, we're still going.
Still recording. That was so weird.
Man, that thing, I think we brought this up every time around this time. That thing is an absolute potato.
Yeah.
It's like a potato with a keyboard.
No. Okay. And then also, y'all, we're so open to feedback, because obviously we make this show for you, so if you have advice, text our mind and just tell us like what you think we could do better, because we'll most likely we'll at least in some ways take in your consideration. No, what? No, that's not. Take in your advice. There we go. Because obviously that's why we're doing this. We're not doing this to please ourselves. To please you.
Wow.
Okay. See how much easier that is?
What?
I'm gonna have bullet points. We're already done.
Are you already done?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Should have been doing this from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. You ready to get into the story?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What was the date, Luke?
Okay, let's set the scene. So, wait. Do I have a music for this? No, I don't. Okay, I almost do. Ready? The date. Tuesday, May 30th, 2016. So, that's pretty recent. 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what comes next, Jaden?
Location.
No, current events on that date. Okay, former Chad dictator. What? Former Chad dictator, Hissène Habré, convicted of crimes against humanity by the Extraordinary African Chambers.
Is that a card game?
First head of. And I said crimes against humanity, not cards.
Oh.
He was a bad person. And then Rick Maleesh, Canadian Ice Hockey Center.
I don't get when you're picking these articles why you don't pick names that you can
pronounce.
I don't
pick articles for current events. There's just this one site that tells you what things happen on a certain day, so I just copy them and put them in here. Anyways, a Canadian Ice Hockey Center died.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Neither of those were very fun. Okay. Now, where are we going?
Location.
We are going to Everett, Washington, the state, not D.C., obviously.
Everett, Washington?
Yeah. And let's see. Kind of a funny story, okay? I was looking up stuff about Everett. Because last week, you know, I did that thing about, I just gave you facts about Cleveland, give you some setting.
Yeah.
So I was going to do the same thing for Everett. So first of all, I looked up a website about that, and the description of the site was Kids Encyclopedia Facts. Okay, cool. But then the name of the site and like the web address was Kittle.
Why is that bad?
And the site name was kid.kittle.co.
kid.kittle.co.
Kittle, that sounds like the mix of kid and
little.
Oh, okay.
What were you thinking?
Sounds like a weird older dude site.
Kittle? I'm not catching on. What's the weird part?
That just sounds weird.
Kittle. Kid.kittle.co. This is funny to say.
No. Oh, okay. Anyways, here are some of the facts, which I think they're trying to kind of scrounge things up when they made this, because some of this is really boring, but they say it like it's exciting. Everett is the county seat of and the largest city in Snohomish County, Washington, United States. Name of named for Everett Colby, son of founder Charles L. Colby. It lies 25 miles north of Seattle. The city had... No, we don't need to read that. Let me get to the part that was funny. Oh, yeah. It had a population of 103,019 at the 2010 census, making it the seventh largest in the state and fifth largest in the Puget Sound area.
Puget.
Isn't that so, like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
And then it's some cool thing. I mean, it has, like, the largest, marina, yeah, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
and is the western terminus of the western segment of U.S. Route 2.
I have no idea what any of this means.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that cool at all?
I don't know. This is, they were definitely trying to, like, they're like, okay, Everett.
Okay. Let's go to the weather on this day in Everett, Washington. Okay,
that was
the
a
high
great
was 72. The low was 48 and zero precipitation. So high 72, low 48. Pretty beautiful day. And the day was 15 hours and 39 minutes long.
Wait, what?
Sunrise to sunset.
Oh, is that normal? What's the normal one?
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Pretty normal?
I just never looked at that, like, row on the chart.
Oh, wow. Advancing.
Yeah. Okay. People involved. Okay. So really, it's one main person and he has a partner, but the partner, like, we never know his name.
He's still wanted.
Oh,
really?
His name, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, Jason Kovar, at the time he is 30, we think. The article said around 30, so. And then he has a partner, and like I said, even up to date, we don't know who he is. So, all we know is that he wears a motorcycle jacket. I mean, a Monster Energy drink jacket.
Oh my gosh, wow, my throat just got, like, stopped for a second. I don't know, that was weird. I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
I was going to say something, and my throat literally, like, stopped talking for a second. That was really weird.
Okay.
I don't know. I was.
What's funny to me is that you didn't then continue with what you're going to say.
This has been happening a lot recently. Like, in English class, I told you about this. Mm. I, like, stood up super fast to do something, and then I completely forgot why I stood up. So then I, like, sat back down, like, really weirdly.
Oh, man. That's such a funny image of you just standing with, like, your mouth partly open. You're like, ugh. Okay. It's like whenever Dwight gets a concussion, and he's raising his hand.
He's like.
And then he's like, yes, yes, yes. And then who is it? Like, Pam's like, Dwight, put your hand down. And he's like, oh. Sorry.
And he's like, they zoom in, he's like typing Dwight on his
yeah.
computer.
Oh, man. You're so funny, Pam.
Okay.
Oh, love The Office. Okay. So, for this story, we're going to put ourselves in the perspective of the surveillance camera, okay?
Oh, I always wanted to do this.
What?
Man, it is not my day today.
Okay, so. And on our Instagram, we're going to post this surveillance video because it's really funny. Just like watching them trying to figure themselves out. So we're at a bank, okay?
Another bank robbery?
It's an ATM, but yeah. So, you know, on like the outside of a bank, a lot of times they'll have an ATM that you can just drive by.
Yeah.
And just like, you know. So that's where it is. And just to give you like a little image. So it's in the wall of the bank.
Okay.
So the wall of the bank is wood.
Yes.
It's like a wood building, but then the metal ATM, okay?
In the wall. I can see it.
Picturing it. Okay, so the bank people walk up on the next morning, so the 31st. Excuse me, because, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so they walk up on the 31st that morning, and they see what happened to the ATM, so they go back and watch the events that unfolded the night before. So, picture yourself watching this, okay? You're like watching some security monitor.
As you do.
Some just dude, kind of stinky, is showing it to you.
Stinky?
I don't know. I just picture like that's, I don't know. So, a car drives up and two guys get out of it and walk up to the ATM. One dude is Jason Kovar and then he's wearing a hood and a hat. And then his partner, which like I said, we don't know his name, is wearing a hat, glasses, and a Monster jacket. So, all the wanted things just say that, what?
What?
What the heck? Oh, so all the, like, the wanted ads, you know?
Yeah.
Say that, like, they'll say wanted Jason Kovar and unidentified man with a Monster energy drink jacket, which I don't understand that because he's not going to wear that jacket every single day, so why is that notable?
Well, that's the only thing they got on him.
Yeah, that's true. So, they walk up to the ATM and just kind of like fiddle. You can see them kind of just trying to make a plan.
Yeah.
And, I think they know that the money is being held under the main part. So here's the bank as if you would like type on the screen.
Okay.
Under that, it looks like wood, but I'm pretty sure there's probably metal there behind the wood. But that's where they know the money's held there, I think.
For like ATMs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And like below. So they get out a blowtorch.
Oh.
And they start torching the under part of the ATM.
Oh my gosh.
Like trying to melt through it. Like, you know, you see in the movies where they try to like.
Yeah. Is this in like the dead of night?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like, it's not Star Wars. We could just, like, cut a hole in the
lightsaber.
You know, exactly. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, I think they pictured just cutting it and they pull the square out.
Yeah.
And then they take all the money and boom. Amazing. Yeah. But that's a great plan. But if you didn't know, money, believe it or not, is flammable.
Wait.
So, the money catches on fire.
Oh,
while
wait,
they're doing
but
this.
They got to the money, though?
Yeah, they cut through it.
Through like the metal part too,
I can't see it in it. It just looks like they're. I'm sure it's like lined with something, but
yeah, they got through
not
it.
Not like steel or anything.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So
that's so dumb. These bank robberies are always like so like they always have this huge flaw in it that I feel like would be the first thing that like I wouldn't do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And there's so many. I don't know. So it caught fire. Okay. The money that they're trying to get, that's so stupid. And then, so they start, like, panicking, and they don't know what to do. Which, how did you not expect that? And
I
then,
can see, like, the guy, like, running around with the blowtorch, like, still on fire. And he's like, oh, shoot. They're, like, throwing, like, his monster jacket on the fire, trying to put it out.
So, they just kind of pace around, and I'll tell you what he does. He doesn't throw his monster jacket on it. He walks up to it, pulls down his pants, and starts peeing on the fire.
Oh my gosh. Did he have... Wait. What if this was all part of the plan? You know, like, we'll catch the money on fire, but then I'll put it out in my pee. And then he was just storing it in there. Because I feel like in such, like, a high adrenaline situation, you won't be able to pee. Your computer shut off again.
It didn't shut off. It's my screen's just going off. I don't know why.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. That's, like... Okay,
so
but then
bizarre.
Also... Like, you have to use common knowledge. If you're in front of an actual fire, one little stream of pee is not going to put it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you'll see this in the security footage, but he's standing there peeing, right?
Yeah.
And then he suddenly just flinches and jumps back and, like jumps back. And he's like, ah! And he literally burnt his stuff.
What? He burnt his stuff.
Yeah.
He said it so, like, sympathetic. Like, he burnt his stuff.
Well, I'm picturing. I mean, okay, you shouldn't try to rob an ATM, but I'm just saying.
Did, like, the street, like, the fire, like,
you don't gotta take away his manhood.
Did, like, the fire, like, catch on his pee and then, like, go all the way up the stream?
It's not gasoline.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... How close did he get to this fire?
Close. You'll see in the thing.
Oh, God.
He clearly doesn't have a very powerful
man.
Jet.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Okay,
that's
so...
That's so funny.
Quote, police say the blaze set off three alarms, and again, it seems like Kovar got creative with trying to save the cash by urinating on the machine, then jumping back. We're not sure if he got burned a little. That's what the article said. Yeah, so then they got in the car and drove away, and what's very interesting is he actually got away for like a long amount of time. This dumb of a guy who's going to torch a ATM and then pee in it, but like he's smart enough to not get caught. So, there's a lot of, like, wanted information out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wanted articles. And not only is he wanted for this crime, he's also wanted for other ones. So, let me read the article about this other thing. So, quote, Everett detectives, speaking is so hard, say, Kovar is also wanted for questioning in relation to several other commercial burglaries. That's such a hard word.
Burglaries.
In Snohomish County, including possibly another crime at the very same bank. There was an attempt on the night drop a couple weeks ago, and the perpetrators had masks and everything was covered, so all we saw was two individuals and a truck.
The perp. Man, so he really tried, like, twice.
Well, listen to how they tried the first time. In the surveillance video from that night, you see the two suspects attach a rope to the night drop. So, like, you know, you can pull out the little bin and, like,
yeah,
drop something in, then close it, and then yeah. So they and there's like a little bar to pull it out. They attach a rope to that, and then tie the rope to a pickup truck, And then, quote, their plan was to yank the machine right out of the wall. The truck backs up to get a good running start, and then the rope breaks. But they weren't done. They tried several more times with no luck. You can even see debris go up in a puff of smoke when they tried the final time. Whether Kovar and his buddy are the same suspects responsible for this attempt at theft, Everett police need your help tracking them down.
That's so funny. I was expecting like their bumper to come off.
Yeah. Well, it was attached to their
trailer hitch
thing. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So literally, their first try was to tie a rope to it and try to rip the whole machine out, and that didn't work. So then their second try was to torch a hole in it and then obviously pee. But that wasn't part of the plan, I don't think.
What do you think if they were to go back and do it again? What do you think they would do? Because I feel like their ideas just keep on getting worse and worse.
I don't know.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
Quote, the damage to the building is estimated at $35,000. That includes the damage to the ATM, the burnt money, and then as well the building itself.
Oh, man. I was expecting you to come up with some, like, elaborate plan, and I'd be like, that's funny. So in my mind, I said it, and then you were like, I don't know, and took a sip of water,
okay. Oh. Oh, sorry. Let me think. No, I'm kidding. Crime Stoppers and the bank are offering a total of $6,000 in reward money. I just looked at Jane. I was like,
your
what?
Eyes kept getting bigger and bigger.
Reward money for information leading to their arrest and prosecution. If you know where Kovar is hiding or the name of the second suspect, call Crime Stoppers or Pudget Sound.
Wait, what?
Anyways, and you can call them and tell them. So,
have we told everyone about our great like money making idea for like those wanted signs?
What?
Have I told you about it?
No. What is it?
Oh, okay, so you go into like people's backyards and you take their dogs, you take their cats.
Oh, what?
And you wait for the wanted signs to go up. You know, they give a certain cash amount and then you just give it back.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a great idea. There's no harm done, you know? No harm, no foul.
Except for stealing from people, yeah.
No, you're not getting it.
No, you're making their day. You're giving back their dog after you took it.
It's like you can't have happiness without a little sadness first, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I'm joking, but that would be a great idea, right? If you didn't have any, like,
hey,
care
we don't
for anything.
Condone that.
You're right. I mean,
okay, so that happened on May 30th, 2016, right?
Okay.
It wasn't until June 23rd, 2017, that he was captured.
Dang, so was he on the run for a year? Or did he just start, like, living life and, like...
I think he was just, like, living low.
Dang.
So, an announcement on the Washington Most Wanted Facebook came out when he got caught, and here it is. Quote, captured in all caps. King County Sheriff's deputies arrested Everett ATM burglary suspect Jason Kovar breaking into a Woodinville... That's a weird name of a town store. This morning with another guy. They fled in a vehicle and deputies performed a pit maneuver. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know what a pit maneuver is.
Me neither. To stop them. Both are in custody. Officers say Kovar and another man tried to steal cash from Coastal Community Bank with a blowtorch. Yeah, we know that. So they caught him breaking into a different store.
Oh my gosh.
Like they didn't even find him, you know?
He does not learn. Actually, he was on kind of a hot streak for not getting caught, so. Was he ever successful, though, is the question.
From what?
Just like his burglars.
Oh, man, I think so. Maybe sometimes. Okay, so look, I got like his official, showing Jane.
Cool.
Like prison thing. It was really cool. I was like, yeah. So anyways.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So bail isn't like you're just dropped free of charges, you're just allowed to go home like before the court.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't, I always thought like someone bailed you out, you're just like free of your crimes. Like maybe
you
go on your record, but like
on some stuff you can also like just like pay out of it completely, I think.
Really?
I think.
Man.
Again, speculation. okay, so here is his thing. Kovar, Jason Aaron, Aaron. Sex, male. Obviously. Arson, 2. That's one of the charges.
Oh, yeah.
So listen to how much bail he has for all this. So that one is arson. $50,000 is bail. Okay.
Jeez.
And then his next charge is burglary too. $50,000. His next bail is, I mean, his next thing is, I don't know what that is, but it's $10,000. His next one is another weird thing, $10,000. So the total, like 100 something.
A lot of money.
So anyways,
I don't think it's worth it at that point unless he has like a rich friend.
No, I don't
think so. If you were to rob a bank,
yeah,
and then get caught, could you use the money that you robbed to bail yourself out?
No.
Okay.
I think they'd seize the money back.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay, what about you rob a bank, and then by the time they catch you, you've spent all the money. Then what?
Then you go to jail, and you now probably have to owe that amount of money.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That's why I don't see, like, people who go to jail who don't have money, like, but then they slap on a bunch of, like, fines, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whenever you go to jail, a lot of times you have fines, too.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they going to pay the fines and making, like, a few cents in, like, jail?
25 cents an hour. I don't know.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Man, I'm comfortable.
Comfortable?
Just leaned all the way back in my chair. My mic all the way back here.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Okay.
This wooden chair keeps me awake.
The comments section segment. The next segment of the podcast is where I find three funny comments from the articles about the story, and Jaden gets to decide which one he thinks is the best.
Man, nice theme song for that one.
So,
man, what? I'm just not hit landed. Every time you look at me and give me a weird look,
okay,
and then move on.
Just so y'all know, because you just listened to it and it actually played, but right now the intro music isn't actually playing, so I'm going to put the intro music in later. So then Jane's trying to be funny. Say, like, oh, the good intro music. So yeah, I'm going to keep you turning the look because there is no intro music.
But there is.
Yeah, but in real life, if I did play music, you wouldn't be like, good intro music, Luke. Good work.
Hey, I would, though. I'd be like, that was phenomenal.
Hey, by the way, though, yesterday, I just kind of got in like a spiral of doing sound effects. So I just started like making all of them, and then I was like, what if we had little music for we already talked about this, but I was like, what if I actually made it? So all these little weird things you're hearing are made by me.
Yay. Thanks, Luke.
Dirty look. I had to say it because it's a podcast.
Like, yeah, you have to have like a little like sound effects board where like you explain like what you're doing. It's like you hit one, it's like slapping Jaden in the face. It's just like you're smacking noise.
Okay, so literally none of these comments were funny at all. So what we're gonna have to do is you can decide which one sounds most angry, because these people were pissed.
Okay,
so this the article that I told you that whenever he got captured, here's some of the comments. So Kathy Anderson said,
oh, her name's Kathy. This one's the most angry.
In all caps, now keep that scum locked up.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Do people get, like, super into these, like, articles?
I know.
Just,
I'm like, jeez. Okay, so, and speaking of, this is Don Woodhull. And speaking of a couple of really stupid people who tried to break into an ATM with a torch and ended up setting the money in there on fire. What the heck? That should go under the heading of the stupidest criminals videos for sure. That wasn't that bad.
What a nice guy.
But I don't get... As if he was talking about a different group of people, couple of people who did this before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, speaking of a couple of really stupid people whom tried to... And he said whom tried to break into an ATM.
And then he hit like the fattest run-on sentence ever.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's see... Jody Griffin said he has issues, period. He thinks he's funny, period. Or thinks it's funny, period. His criminal record has just begun, period. Ugh.
Oh. What was this person's name? Jody?
Jody.
Man, you just know, bro. The names, I'm telling you, whenever you name your kid a certain name, you're destined, you're giving them a certain future just through the names, right? You name your kid like Kathy, like, you know, Kathy, and then you name him like, I don't know.
Jody.
Karen, you know?
What?
You're just destining them to be like soccer moms, you know? What? It's in their future. You know, whether you want to admit it or not, it's just a fact.
I guess. So, Jackie Seabrass, which this one's not bad. It's kind of funny. He said, outstanding job, .. Prison bound, 3-4 exclamation marks. Enjoy your new digs.
Enjoy your new digs.
Man. And then, so those are some of the angry ones. And then one person was like, wow, you guys care that much? He was just trying to make it, which that's my person. Sancho Villa.
She was just trying to make it?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know, like, make it.
Oh.
Money.
Oh, that's funny.
And then that's exactly what we said. You know, she's like, why do you guys care so much? So, okay, first one is the keep them, that scum locked up. The second one's the run-on sentence. Third one is old Jody.
Definitely Kathy. Oh, no. Jody was more passive aggressive with it, you know?
He thinks it's funny. He has a criminal, or his criminal record just begun.
I think it, wait, what was Kathy's again?
Like,
keep that scum locked up.
Yeah, keep that scum locked up.
Honestly, I think Jody's is worse because, like, I can just feel, like, the pent up anger when she was reading the article and she was like, oh, comment section, good. Oh, wait, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl, Jody, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, could they have a comment section? That's what sometimes I'll see in some articles that don't have, like, one comment. And the person's going off. But I'm like, it's kind of weird when you go off and there's nobody else going off with you.
Yeah, that's...
You know?
Beats me.
Weird. Okay, so... This is... I mean, we've had this section, but I named it.
Oh.
Crazy Comparisons is our next
section. Oh!
Okay, and now the next segment is where I find two other crazy stories from the same state, and Jaden gets to decide which person he'd rather be. Say it with me, Jaden. The least of three evils.
No, I'm not doing that.
favorite phrase.
I was going to comment on your theme song again, but then I didn't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Also, you should have the least of three evils in the theme song.
Oh, that would be cool. It's like, I forgot, I think Crazy Comparisons is like a, well, I guess they just heard it. So you just heard that? Imagine at the end me going, the least of three evils.
And it like echoes.
Yeah, I did do, and it was weird. You know, like, okay, anyways, I was going to do like, at the end of all of them, I was going to do like a bunch of harmonies, you know, where I'm like, comments.
Oh, gosh.
And I did it, and it sounded kind of cool, and then I was like, no, that's weird. So then I didn't. But anyways. So number one is our boy Jason. Quote, police say the video shows Jason Kovar trying to put out ATM burglary from...
burglary.
I can't say that. Burglary fire by peeing on it.
Wow.
I just wanted your song. Okay, so you got that one. You would be Jason. Second, and I bet you heard about this because it like, just happened. Quote, NFL star slapped with arrest warrant after spanking police officer on the rear.
Oh! So Odell Beckham Jr. Yes, I saw the video. Wait, was that in Washington? Oh.
Because he's a...
Whoa, that's so cool. Yeah.
Who does he play for?
The Browns.
Why does that have to do with Washington?
No. Okay, we're so illiterate. He got traded.
No, he's the Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then he's getting traded this next year, I heard.
I don't know why that came up in Washington stories, but it did.
Wait, are you sure he's on the Browns? Yeah, he must be.
The article says, quote, the Cleveland Browns player was in the locker room of LSU after they won the college football playoff game when he hit the police officer, which I don't like how they said that. He didn't hit him. He just spanked him.
I know.
It's a brotherly love.
That was not that bad.
Mm-mm. So that does kind of suck because like, he's just having fun. The police officer goes off and gets angry.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. And then third, quote, two arrested after winning lottery numbers were glued to the ticket. So pretty much they tried to glue the correct numbers on their scratch-off ticket.
What?
So like after the lottery numbers came out,
they
quickly tried to like, glue the right numbers on their scratch-off ticket and then turned it in trying to say that they won.
Yeah, but don't they scan it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they
scan
it.
So literally they got arrested.
That's funny.
Okay, so you would either, which I know Odo, he's not going to, like, go to jail, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd either go to jail for robbery, butt slapping, or scratch off ticketing.
No, definitely. I definitely want to just do a little police officer spank. Yeah, some people don't know how to take a good spank nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
As long as it's guy-guy, I mean, no, I don't know.
It depends, but I feel like in that situation, like, it shouldn't be, like, it shouldn't be something you get offended over, you know? Some people need to learn how to take a spank.
Let's clarify. We're not talking about... like, in a bad way.
Not, like, in a sexual assault way.
Yeah, no.
But, like, in, like, I don't know.
Like, unless it's your girls slapping you, women, you don't have to.
Girl.
Like, we're not saying you have to learn how to take it. I'm saying, like, just some dudes. If you're like,
just a couple dudes, you know, after a game.
Slap, hey, yeah, like, I don't know about that.
Have you seen that Key and Peele, like, video?
No.
Where, like, the guy is, like, addicting to slapping people's butts after, like, a baseball game?
I think I have. I can't. Yeah, like, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Dang. I didn't make like.
Man, I wish I could see your tongue just now. Your tongue is just like. Back and forth.
Okay. So we have a new segment this week, Jade.
Yes.
So you've heard of fun facts, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I love fun facts.
So we have something better.
Okay.
The hilarious headlines, wacky fact of the week.
Is there a theme song for this
one? Yes.
I love that theme song.
Okay. Each week during the last segment of our podcast, we take a look at one of the world's wackiest true facts.
Wow.
I love that I wrote this out. And force you to leave our podcast thinking.
No way you wrote that.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Okay, this week's wacky fact of the week. I love that. Wacky fact of the week. That's awesome. Wacky fact. Just slap
that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It is too early, Luke. I love we're saying that. It's like 11 a.m.
Yeah, it's the weekend now.
I know. Okay, so you ready for it? You might have heard this, but just...
Okay.
It's cool. Turtles can breathe through their buttholes.
Wow. Wait. When did I hear about this? I think some, like, my elementary school teacher told me about this.
So, they can breathe, like, all over.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, how does that work? Like, they're like, oh, I want to breathe from my mouth now. And then, like, oh, I want to breathe from my foot now.
Some species of aquatic turtles can breathe through their butts.
Wait, can I just leave you with something that popped in my head really quick?
Yeah.
Imagine a turtle, but with human feet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a weird image.
You know? He's gross. Just prancing around like, blop, blop.
Like little toddler feet.
Yeah. Or like full-size human feet.
And he's like, hey.
What's up? That'd be funny.
Oh, man.
Okay, sorry. Aquatic turtles are...
Some species of aquatic turtles can breathe through their butts. Now, this isn't like the butt snorkel idea that I wrote about with this... What? Mm-hmm. About with how mosquito larvae breathe.
What?
So mosquito larvae.
I got you.
They have tubes in their butts, but that's a different thing. So
This
much more about oxygen absorption across tissues and less like breathing through a snorkel or nose. Turtles have what I call the common poop chute.
The common
meaning they poop, pee, mate, and lay eggs through one hole. Technically called a cloaca or vent.
Okay.
In some species of aquatic turtle, there are structures called cloacal bursae, which are essentially high vascularized tissues which allow oxygen to be absorbed across them. Whoa. In some species of turtles, there are many ridges or folds lining the vents, which also allow for oxygen absorption. How much can a turtle breathe through its butt, you might ask? Well, this varies. Usually not a lot. Less than 20%. Still, if you're breathing 20% through your butt, Billy's little turtle in the aquarium isn't going to be okay if you don't let it come up for air.
Billy's little turtle.
It needs to breathe through its lungs. Of course, there are always exceptions, mostly with soft-shelled turtles. So...
Billy's little turtle.
Billy's little turtle.
Man, my sister had a turtle, like, way back when. It was, like, she really wanted, like, a fish or whatever. So we got, like, a fish tank out, right? We got it all set up, and then she wanted a turtle instead, so we got her a turtle. And then we were going on vacation for like a week, so she poured a ton of Honey Nut Cheerios in the tank so that the turtle could eat it. And she came back, and the turtle was dead.
Yeah.
So we stuffed himself.
So funny. Okay, so I just got to the end of this, and I realized it's like an article for teachers. So it says, you can also use it to create a filler activity while waiting for groups or stragglers on a hike. Or wait, I don't know. No, wait. You know, some article for somebody teaching somebody. Okay, by asking students to compare how they breathe in or out to how turtles breathe. It's up to you to add the butt breathing or not, but the kids will love it, in all caps.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
So weird.
Oh man.
Oh man.
What is he doing when he's writing this article?
I don't know. And who studies that?
I don't know.
Very intriguing.
Yeah.
All right. What's cooking with you, bro? I was going to do these other stuff first, and then I was like, I need to take a break from talking. I'm sorry. I need to drink water.
I can tell them what we're doing later today.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Cool. Okay.
Speaking of breathing out of our butts.
Jaden,
take it away.
Put me on the spot like that. Pretty much, we have this friend, right? His name's Nico.
Yes.
So the idea is that we're all going to get together, go to this little community pool we have, right? We stick a clear bucket in the pool so that we can put a camera in it, right? So it's like the clear, it's like creating a gap in the water that you can put a camera in, and then you can take photos underwater. It's going to be super cool.
It is going to be cool.
Hopefully.
We're going to be fully clothed.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
It's going to be trippy. Yeah. That'd be cool to be in a music video.
Yeah.
Like the person's like dropping under the water like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we should film a music video.
We should do it.
Anyways.
Oh, shoot. We're recording a podcast.
What's cooking with you?
Do you not have anything else to say? My mouth is so dry.
Yeah, we're both out of water and coffee.
I know. Well, now I still have coffee, but it's so cold. It's disgusting. Yeah.
You have a banana.
That's your banana.
Yeah, but it's rotted since I came here. So.
Jaden. Okay. See, to those who don't know Jaden well, he does not stop when he has a joke that he wants you to laugh at doing the joke until you laugh at it. Nah, so he just repeats the joke over and over. So he came in my house with a banana in his, what's it called?
My
sweatshirt.
My pocket.
And he was like, watch out. He like pointed at me. And I was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, and then we walked a little farther and he put it back in, then he looked at me and was like, ah, he pulled his banana out again. What were you saying?
I was like, pow. Like it was a gun.
And finally I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And he was like, okay.
Oh, you dropped my banana.
It's disgusting, bro.
No, it was fresh when I got it from my house, and then it's been sitting on this cloth table, so it rotted it away.
That doesn't make sense.
It's rotted since we got here.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch out.
See, that's funny. Why didn't you laugh? I walked in with like my bowl of like yogurt and granola, and I just whipped it out. I was like, pow. And he was like, hey. And I was like, oh, man.
I didn't have coffee yet.
You're bruising my banana. He's hitting it back and forth on the table.
So, yeah. One other thing, just teach you about Jaden. So, he texted me, so 10 o'clock, I said, be at my house at 10 o'clock, okay? So then he texted me, he was like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late, and I was like, cool. And then it was like 10:01, he texted me, he was like, am I good to head over? And I was like, as in, come over at 10? Yes, you can still come over at the planned time.
Well, you never texted me back, so I thought maybe you're taking a nap.
No, well, I don't know. I don't want to be like, okay, I don't know. I always feel like I'll sound passive aggressive.
Just give
okay,
a thumbs up.
You know, yeah, that's true.
Just give and a then, thumbs up, bro.
And then, and then he was like, okay, I just need to let my dogs out. And then like 20 minutes later, you got here. And I was like, how long did it take? And just so y'all know, we live like just a few blocks over in the same neighborhood. So literally, I was like, how long did it take to let your dogs out?
Well, here's what's happening. So I have two dogs named Mac and Cheese, right?
Yeah.
And so Mac and Cheese are on the same like leash when we let them out. We mm-hmm. have like this little zip line that they're attached to in my backyard so they don't run away.
Yeah.
So Cheese was trying to come inside for like 10 minutes, but Mac really had to, you know, let a few loose, right? So Mac was like pulling like south and cheese was pulling north. So they're just pulling on each other. I had to go in and break it up, you know. Yes. That's why I showed up 20 minutes late.
I didn't care that you were late. I was just laughing at you saying that you're laying dogs down and showing up so much later.
They were having a fight. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. All right. So, again, please join our Remind. It is just so efficient, like such a nice way to do it. So, again, just text at HHPod. And you actually have to put the at.
And send it to 81010.
Yeah, and oh, somebody asked me, can you send messages? Like, obviously, I can send out to people who are part of it. Can they send back? Yes. So if you have like any whatevers, I'll try to go through and just like respond to them.
Yeah.
And hopefully not accidentally respond to everybody. That would be funny.
Send out a mass text. Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
People were asking me, they're like, I don't know. It was weird. Like in school when you sent out that like big Remind thing.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, I got your Remind thing. But then some people were like, how did you get, like, my number? And yeah. I was like, I didn't do it.
Yeah. You can just link.
I told him it was just, like, contacts. Contacts, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize how many people's contacts I had. Like, there's so many people that really? I was like, I don't even know this person.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. And, again, thank you guys so much for listening. Obviously, yeah, we have fun, like, sitting here recording, talking about funny stories. It's a blast. But what's even more fun is like hearing y'all's responses and interacting with y'all about what you think of it. And the fact that we have so many like super, what's the word? Not avid, but like,
good.
Like committed listeners who like,
yes,
really, interact and can literally a lot of times will pull words that I said that I don't even remember I said and like talk about what they thought about certain parts and I was like, I don't remember saying that. Yeah, it's amazing. So seriously, thank you guys so much. And it does help so much. And I know literally every podcast you're ever going to listen to is going to tell you to do this. And it, you're probably just like, okay, I'll just go on to the next podcast, but like, or like the next episode. But it really does help if you can just take a quick 5 seconds. It's so quick. You're already on Apple Podcasts and just rate and review. It means a ton to us. And if you've done that already, thank you. So tell some friends and y'all.
Anything else, Luke?
Oh, I was going to say, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can just stream it, but then you can also download the episode. Ooh. And even if you delete it later, if you download the episode, it actually, we get better statistics. Like Apple sees us as, not Apple, Apple Podcast sees us as like a more
valuable podcast.
Exactly. Like, yeah, that counts better towards your numbers than just people listening. So if it really doesn't matter to you, if you just click, and I mean, right now we only have 9 episodes, you can download those in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then what's cool is then you're not using Wi-Fi while you're listening to them after they're already downloaded. So if you do just want to do something like that extra for us, that's very helpful.
Oh, man. You've been holding my banana this whole time. Since we brought up the banana, you've been holding it and you keep on spinning it every time you talk. and like using it to gesture.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about, like, for the having an audience here, it's gonna be funny because I'm gonna have to like not do this stuff like this.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Follow our Instagram and Twitter and our personal stuff.
Great music and Jaden Williams.
Two S's. Why, thank you. And I hope you enjoyed all the extra music, not you, Jaden, everybody else.
I did enjoy your theme song.
All right. Is that it, Jaden?
Is that all you got, Luke?
Shut up. Thank you guys so much for listening. My name's Luke Beasley.
And I'm Jaden.
Last name?
Williams.
And you just listened to episode 9 of Hilarious Headlines. See you next week.